בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד חורף תשס"ח 2008. לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים. אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners, today our program, The World's Most Unusual Jobs, takes us to the town of Cremona in Italy to meet Mr. Andrea Musconi. Hello, Mr. Musconi.
Hello.
Tell me, please, what's unusual about your job?
We've got 8 old, extremely valuable violins here in the local museum, and I take care of them. That means, among other things, playing them every day.
Every day?
Well, almost, except weekends. You see, in order to make sure that violins sound their best, they need to be played on a daily basis. Otherwise, the wood gets tired. It's just like with a human being. If you sit and rest in a comfortable chair for too long, your legs hurt when you get up. So I play each violin for 6 or 7 minutes a day. I play works by all the classical composers, whatever I'm in the mood for.
But why does the sound of these violins matter so much? No one ever uses them.
Because the sound is precisely what makes the violin so special. And our main goal here at the museum is to preserve the quality of that sound. Without it, the violins would lose their great value, and Cremona would lose much of its cultural history. You see, hundreds of years ago, the town was home to some of the greatest violin makers in the world. You may have heard of Stradivari, maker of the world-famous Stradivarius violin. But there were others who are just as famous. The violins they produced are unique. Experts believe that their perfection has to do with the type of wood the violin makers used, and their special methods of shaping the violins. In any case, no one has been able to reproduce the sound of Cremona violins. The Americans tried, and the Japanese, and the Russians, but they didn't even come close.
You are obviously very proud of these violins. Which of them is your favorite?
How can I answer that? It's as if you ask me which of my 3 children I prefer. They are all equally important to me, and each one gets the same attention. I make sure that the air is humid enough so that the instruments don't dry out, and every night I wrap them in soft cotton cloth and store them in their glass boxes. This must be the only place in the world where violins are treated this way.
I imagine you're right. So tell me, what made you choose this profession?
I was born in Cremona, and that explains a lot. You just pick up the love for great music and great instruments from a very young age. I started playing the violin at the age of 9, and when I got older, I left Cremona and spent several years playing the violin in an Australian orchestra. But I returned to my hometown when I realized I wasn't ever going to be a great performer. You see, I firmly believe that you should not play great music unless you do it extremely well. But I still had a passion for violins, so I was delighted when the museum offered me this job.
And I'm sure the museum is delighted you accepted. Thank you, Mr. Musconi, for being with us today. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את הקמת צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.